Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is the Holy Gospel read a moment ago. Please be seated. Chapter 14 of John's Gospel, which actually begins in 13, centers in three questions asked by these three disciples in chapter 14, Thomas, Philip, and Jude. The question initially raised by Peter and continued by these three set off the longest recorded discourse of our Lord in the Holy Gospels. It happens during Holy Week, for Jesus has been explaining that he must go to the cross, suffer, die, rise, and ascend to the Father. The disciples don't understand. They are confused. They are troubled. I want to focus particularly on Philip's question, if we can call it that. Actually, it's a request. Show us the Father, and it is enough for us. He realizes that things are going to be chaotic and unsettled. He wants Jesus to show them the Father in his majesty. That will be enough to get them through. But Philip and the others don't understand the relationship of Jesus and the Father. Even though Jesus has spoken to them many times in very precise words. For example, the evangelist John uses the word sent dozens of times to describe Jesus' relation with the Father, quoting our Lord most of the time. The Father sent the Son into the world to redeem the world, to be its Savior. The Son does the works of the Father to show that he does not act on his own, but only in agreement with the Father's eternal will. Our world wants to see God. Sure, there are some who are running away from God, but most ask questions like Thomas and Philip and Jude. What is God? How can I know God? How can I find him? What does God want from me? What does God think of me? Human reason seeks to fathom the deep things of God, but always falls short. I've heard people express the sentiment, if only I could see God sitting up there in heaven, then I would be satisfied. And you know as well as I do that this is a disastrous request. A week ago Sunday, I preached at the installation of Pastor Walter Steele in Pensacola, Florida. That part of the country is still trying to rebuild after Hurricane Ivan. The destruction was really remarkable. A very large stained glass window in the sanctuary was blown in and completely destroyed. And many of the people reported being terrified during the onslaught of the storm, fearing for their lives. And I remarked that they were probably smart enough to ask God not to appear to them in his majesty. How much better, I said, that God has come to you in the office of the holy ministry, in the word, and in the sacraments. That really is also the focal point of this text, at least of this request of Philip. We tend to speculate about God as our own imagination portrays him, and we usually get it wrong. During the Second World War in Malaya, an escaping prisoner was trying to reach the coast, but he had to go by way of the jungle. And a sympathetic native was helping him. There was no sign of a trail through this trackless jungle. After having followed this native for quite a while and being rather tired and becoming discouraged, the soldier turned to him and asked him, "Are you sure this is the way?" The man's reply was interesting. "There is no way. I am the way." There was no beaten path, No signs, no direction signs along the way. And so this soldier had to put his life completely in the hands of this native and trust him that he would find their way to the coast. That's really what Jesus says to us here. There is no way through the jungle of this sinful world. No road, no directions, just him. There is no other way to the Father than through his person. Yet this was not enough for Philip. He wanted to see the Father, presumably in his majestic glory. Unlike Peter, James, and John, Philip and the others would get no Mount of Transfiguration vision. They got only Jesus, who had just announced himself to Thomas as the way, the truth, and the life. Just Jesus. Jesus, in his humility. Jesus, despised and rejected. Jesus, suffering and dying on the cross. No legions of angels, just a suffering and dying Jesus. But, says Jesus, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Jesus came to bring all humanity back to the Father. That's the reason the Father sent Jesus, to bring us back to himself, to bring us into his glorious presence. This return to the Father, our return, was begun in our Lord's earthly ministry. Philip ignores this, however, and tries to find God up in heaven. And he has certainly heard Jesus speak about the Father and about himself and the Father, but he wants more. Yet Jesus gives him no more. Jesus gives Philip and the others only himself. And if they cannot believe Jesus' words about himself, then they should at least believe on account of the works themselves, which he had been doing. Healing the blind, the deaf, the lame, casting out demons, and yes, even raising the dead. Certainly one who did such things must have been sent from the Father. What else could one conclude? And so all true Christian preaching must be about this Christ, this one sent from the Father. It's like tracing the headwaters of a mighty river. Its beginning is with the Father, who sends the Son to accomplish the redemption of the world, and together the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit, who sends pastors in Christ's name and with Christ's authority into the whole world to redeem it, to bring it back to the Father. And so, as Luther says, it's all blended into one. That sending of the Father and then of the Father and the Son continues even today. Last evening, many of you received calls to go in the Lord's name into the world with this gospel of salvation, with the gifts of Christ, to bring them to Christ's people. The showing of the Father continues as you serve in the office of the Holy Ministry. And a word to those whose hearts were greatly disappointed at not having received a call last evening. Our Lord himself also says to you, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. We cannot always see the reason for the delay. True, we can see the human reasons why you are not yet sent out, but we cannot see the reasons for God's delay. Trust him. Trust that the good that he has promised will be done for you. It is not we who baptize and absolve. It is Christ himself. It is not we who speak, but Christ. So when you hear a sermon, when you hear the absolution, you are hearing the word of Christ himself, as if Christ, our dear Lord, dealt with us himself. And if you despise the sermon, you despise Christ himself. So if you want to see God, if you want to see the Father, then you must look no further than the office of the holy ministry and the tasks that are given to this ministry, that is, the pure proclamation of the word and the proper administration of the holy sacraments. When you men are ordained, the words of Jesus from chapter 20 will be read at your ordination. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. It's all one cake, as Luther says in the original German. To see God, one should not look for the spectacular. And brothers, none of us is that spectacular. One should look for Christ alone. And our Lord Jesus Christ still condescends to us in all humility, in the person of the pastor, in words, in water, in bread and wine. The word and the sacraments are the masks of God's majesty, as Luther was fond of saying. Show us the Father. Show us the Father. Dear friends, we can see nothing more than the office of the holy ministry, the word and the sacraments. The Son himself has passed the word on to the apostles. The apostles have handed it on to the pastors who came after them, and those pastors have transmitted it to us, even in these latter days. Indeed, in word and sacrament, we see Christ, and in Christ, we see the Father. To have Christ, then, is to have everything, the way, the truth, the life, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and eternal glory and joy with the Holy Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.